Hey there, awesome people. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox cure, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Today, we're diving deep into the murky waters of social media. You know, that shiny world of curated lives, endless scrolling, and perfectly filtered sunsets. Yeah, that one. Because while it seems like a harmless way to connect, there's a dark side lurking beneath those likes and shares, folks. And trust me, we need to shine a light on it. Ever scrolled through Instagram for what felt like 5 minutes, only to realize an hour has vanished? You know that feeling when you compare your life to these seemingly perfect influencers and suddenly feel inadequate? Yeah, social media can be a real confidence killer. It thrives on this illusion of perfection, leaving us feeling like we're constantly falling short. But here's the truth. Those picture-perfect moments are carefully crafted narratives, often hiding a whole lot of behind-the-scenes stress and struggle. So, what's the deal? Why is social media so addictive? It's all about dopamine, my friends. Every like, every comment, every notification triggers a little burst of feel-good chemicals in our brain. That instant gratification keeps us coming back for more, hooked on that fleeting sense of validation. But here is the kicker. Those dopamine hits are temporary. And the cycle can become a vicious one, where we constantly chase after external validation instead of focusing on building genuine connections and pursuing our own passions. It's like chasing butterflies, you can never truly catch them, leaving you feeling empty and exhausted in the process. Okay, so what can we do about it? How do we break free from this social media trap? Remember those 5 key takeaways I promised? Let's dive into them. 1. Be mindful of your time. Seriously, track how much time you spend scrolling. Set realistic limits and stick to them. Think of it like your phone is a pet that needs training. Set boundaries and don't let it rule your life. 2. And follow the negativity. We all know those accounts that leave us feeling envious or drained. Unfollow them, block them, mute them. Your mental well-being deserves a detox. Surround yourself with content that inspires, uplifts, and motivates you. 3. Focus on real connections. Social media can be a great tool for staying in touch, but it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Schedule time for real conversations, hangouts, and activities that bring you joy and foster genuine connections. Remember, true relationships are built on shared experiences, not virtual likes. 4. Curate your feed. Be intentional about what you consume online. Follow accounts that align with your values, interests, and aspirations. Seek out diverse perspectives, explore new ideas, and engage with content that sparks your curiosity and creativity. 5. Practice gratitude. Instead of comparing yourself to others, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your own life. Focus on your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and be grateful for the people who support you. Remember, you are unique and worthy, just as you are. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman constantly comparing herself to the seemingly perfect lives of influencers she follows. She'd scroll endlessly through Instagram, feeling inadequate and envious. Her self-esteem plummeted, and she started withdrawing from real-life connections, finding solace only in the virtual world. But one day, Sarah realized she was letting social media dictate her happiness. She took a step back and followed those toxic accounts and started focusing on her own passions. She joined a book club, reconnected with old friends, and rediscovered the joy of spending time outdoors. Slowly but surely, Sarah reclaimed her sense of self-worth and discovered that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. So, my friends, remember this. You have the power to choose how social media affects you. Be mindful, be intentional, and use it as a tool for connection and inspiration, not a source of comparison and negativity. Your phone doesn't have to be your villain. Take back control, cultivate real connections, and live a life that is authentically yours. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on how to beat screen addiction and reclaim your time and energy. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.